For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Good morning. The Massachusetts State Democratic Convention convenes elected delegates on Saturday morning in Worcester. As they do every 4 years, attendees will revise and agree on a party platform that next year's gubernatorial candidate will be expected to run on. I asked Politico's Massachusetts reporter Lauren Desensky what we should expect.
What's interesting this year is that we see this kind of bubbling organization coming from the remnants of the Bernie Sanders campaign. They've basically come together this spring and said that, you know, we want to have a show of force, and this convention is specifically where we're going to flex our muscles.
So that Sanders effect, kind of a vocal call to radically overhaul the party, is going to affect what comes out of it. Could they get into dangerous territory by overhauling this too far?
Not necessarily. The party platform is something that is actually quite progressive already and actually aligns with a lot of things that Sanders supporters believe already. The bigger question, and I think the biggest impact that they can have, is getting subsequent party leadership beyond just candidates for office to follow the platform. It's more, once you're actually elected, will these individuals and will these elected officials follow what the party wants? And for these Sanders supporters to continue to have presence and to, you know, show their strength in numbers, it then makes it more attractive almost, you know, for Beacon Hill leaders or, you know, officials around the state to follow what the party wants and, you know, what these Sanders Democrats want.
Earlier this week, Richard Neal said, "We were a party of aspiration. You stuck with us. You were going to have job security and you were going to have pay raises. And I think that we've moved in the direction of more grievance than aspiration." Is Neal right that this is all about the economy? Is that likely to come up as they revamp the platform this weekend?
We're already seeing talk about the economy, specifically from some gubernatorial candidates. People like Bob Massey, as well as Steady Warren, have really, you know, made the conversation about the economy kind of at the forefront of their early campaigns. This is also something that we're seeing Senator Elizabeth Warren talk about quite extensively. She talked about the economy for a while, but, you know, really embraced it in her latest book as well. So this is something that's very, very front of mind for a lot of Democrats. And I think a lot of people, and I think Congressman Neal is a great example of this, they feel the Democrats didn't do a good enough job of talking about this in 2016, and that's one of the reasons why the party lost. So I'm curious, actually, to see how it plays out on the convention floor. If, you know, gubernatorial candidates who are pushing the conversation about economic inequality, if it's more kind of a, you know, Sanders-aligned support. That's something that will be really interesting to watch.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who beat Democrat Martha Coakley in 2014, has enjoyed strong approval ratings and strong fundraising, and he appears to be well positioned to seek a second term. Where will these Democrats be looking to get an advantage over Baker, and do they have to fear a backlash?
There's always a potential for pushback. Interestingly, the majority of voters in Massachusetts are actually unenrolled. So while Democrats are seen as kind of the powerhouse, you know, in the legislature on Beacon Hill, it is sometimes more difficult for them to win the corner office than you would think. Governor Baker, as you said, you know, he enjoys really strong support. And one of the things that will be interesting to watch is how strong specifically, you know, the Senate president and the Speaker of the House and kind of the members of the legislature support the Democratic candidate for governor. Of course, they're in that same party. But on Beacon Hill, the fights are often among the different branches. And so if it's a Democratic governor fighting with the Democratic, you know, Senate, fighting with the Democratic House, the inter-party dynamic can be sometimes difficult. So right now, we're kind of seeing everyone is getting the best of both worlds, and that there is a known, you know, opponent in a Republican governor and, you know, Democratic legislature. So that dynamic is kind of complicating things a little bit. And I think it also kind of speaks to people's excitement for these Democratic candidates as well. We're not seeing as much enthusiasm as we did necessarily with, you know, Deval Patrick or someone like that.
That's Lauren Desensky from Politico. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is New England Public Radio.